My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'll be honest with you. My life has changed a lot ever since this show was started. I started this show back when I was in college, and I used to post every single day, and I need to get back to the point where I post every day. But the world is so full of crap right now. Oh, there's so much going on in the world. There's so little time in the day. Does anybody else relate to that? I think I speak for a lot of us when I tell you that as you grow up, you go to high school, you go to college even, and then once you really get into what people call the real world, so to speak, your life changes forever. Not only does your life change, but your perspective, it changes with it. You go from caring about certain things and having priorities to just being consumed in the day-to-day. It's hard to think about the future because you're so stuck in the moment. You're so stuck in what you're doing, what you got to get done in the day. And then you wake up the next day and you repeat the process over and over. You know, dealing with loss when it comes to the investments that you make, it can really hurt you. I'll tell you that right now. I'm dealing with some of that myself. When it comes to loss, when it comes to dealing with a gamble, I'm not a gambler. I don't understand why people like to gamble at like the casino. You know, I know people, both people I meet professionally, as in I work in the roofing, consulting, construction business. And I meet a lot of people who like to gamble, but more than that, there are people who like sports gambling, like go to the casino, they like to, you know, go to have their poker night, whatever it is, things in any stripe, any color, you know. But what I don't get is the same people will not gamble when it comes to bettering their life. See, that's the kind of gambling I'm for. I'm all for the gambling when it comes to taking chances to make more money, be better looking, be more attractive, do things that are going to benefit you in the long term, not just hoping you're going to beat the house, because nobody ever wins against the house. I don't care who sits there and tells me, nah, no, bro, I like go to the casino and I make mad money. He's in gamble like me. I've only known one guy in my life who's really good at gambling. His name is Nick, and I don't know if he listens to the show anymore. But he's the one guy that I've known who's actually really, really good at gambling. He's always been smart. I've known him for most of my life. He's very smart. But when it comes to gambling, my friends, I find it very interesting that recently I suffered a big loss. I suffered a very big loss when it came to, I invested a lot of money into this person who was supposed to help me in my job. And it turns out she didn't want to do that. She wanted to just use me and move on. And I get it. When it comes to women, you might expect that when it comes to relationships. This wasn't a relationship. I never had sex with this woman. I never kissed this woman. I never did anything like that with this woman. So that's why it's a little different. I'm used to playing a game when it comes to, you know, having fun with a girl and then seeing what happens. But that's not what happened this time. See, that's the interesting part. I invested in her. I wanted to put her in a better position. I wanted her to win and me to win. That's business. That's how business is done. But what's interesting is she didn't get to that part where she could just deal with it. It was reinforced to me, my friends, that women are not like us. And what I mean by that is women are good at certain things. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that women are bad at everything. That's just not true. But they don't have that same drive to conquer the world, to go out there and take what's theirs. They don't have that same mindset. I'm sure some of them do, but they're usually more on the rainbow scale, and they're not. I've only met one woman who's really gung-ho about business, and she's a lesbian. Most other people, especially when it comes to women, they'll back you up if you're the dom guy. Facts. They'll back you up. But they're not going to go out there and have that same level of meticulous grind, day in, day out, sacrifice, not live the high life, not yet, because you want to grind, you want to get there. Not a lot of women will do that. They don't want to sit the finish line and wait for the winners. We all know this. But there are some who do. That's not the main point. The main point, my friends, is you got to understand that let's take sex out of the equation. Let's take it out of the equation because that is where a lot of women get their leverage. Is once they get you in the bed, now their sex appeal has leverage over you as a man. We all know this. Anybody who's been in the game, high school, college, the adult world, they understand these things. She might not even want you. She might just want your attention, your money, your time, resources, you name it. But at the end of the day, my friends, you have to be aware that even if you don't have sex with certain women, you don't let them in your bed, you don't go on dates with them, you don't do any of that stuff, that's, this stuff could still happen to you, even in business. And you have to be ever so vigilant to prevent this from happening. Because in general, there's a saying that I learned working in the consulting world, and it's buyers are liars. In other words, when you think you got a deal, when you think that they're right about to sign, when they're right about to do business with you, anything can happen. It's not always a slam dunk. There are some people where a handshake is as good as a wet signature on the dotted line. There are other people where they'll cross their fingers, whether physically or metaphysically, as they're telling you this, that, and the other thing. I've had that happen to me multiple times, by the way. I actually had it happen to me today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I signed one agreement today, and another one just bailed on me after I helped him out, did all these things for him, and he bailed on me. Now, don't get me wrong. People don't owe you anything in this life. Here's the interesting part, though. You have to make your investments selectively. If you're a man who wants to build yourself, if you're a man who has vision and drive, you want things out of life. Guess what? Other people want the same thing you do. A lot of other people, they want to use your ambition to further not their drive, not their goals, their comfort. That's what they want. Most people want the freedom to be comfortable, not the freedom to fail, not the freedom to succeed, not the freedom to achieve the highest levels. They don't want that. They want the freedom to be comfortable. They want to sit back and they want to have a nice time. They want to sit and look out that penthouse glass window on the 100th floor of the building. And they want to sit there and be like, yeah, I like this. This is pretty good. I can tell you right now, me and you gentlemen like myself, you'll sit on that 100th floor of that penthouse and you'll sit there and you're like, okay, what's next? Because I'm not done yet. There's got to be something more. There's got to be another goal. There's got to be another thing that I can do, that I can conquer, that I can wrangle. There's got to be something else. There's two types of people. There's more than two types, but when it comes to people who strive in life, there are people who strive to be comfortable, and then there are people who strive because they just want the chase. They want to achieve things. They want to know, wait a minute, I did this, now let's do that. Oh, I did these two things, and now I'm going for the grand prize. And along the way, you need to learn to vet people. I never understood this, by the way. I never understood this whole thing of, oh, don't judge people. What kind of statement is that? What kind of statement is don't judge people? How do you think you're going to survive, you putts? How are you going to survive in this life knowing that Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, there's somebody who's going to try to take advantage of you, use you, exploit you, take something from you. Everywhere you turn, you're going to find these types of people. And it's not always going to be obvious, by the way. Sometimes it's obvious. Other times, you think you're getting the good end of the bargain. You think that you're getting one over on them when, in fact, they're getting one over on you. And you don't realize it because you don't understand in that moment what you're giving up. You know, I actually hit a breaking point the other day. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation either about where you throw your hands up and you're like, I'm not answering my phone for the rest of the day. I'm not looking at my email. I'm not looking on social media. I'm not doing any of this crap. Why? Because everywhere I turn, somebody wants something from me. They want my attention. They want my time. They want my money. They want something. something. They can't just sit there and be like, hey, Austin, do you need something? Can I offer you something? Do you want something? Nope. It's always, hey, Austin, I want this. Hey, Austin, I want that. Hey, Austin, can you come over here? Hey, can you do that? I'm not kidding you. I got to that point where I was done, and I know I'm not alone with that. But what's interesting to me, my friends, is the more that I deal with people, the more I'm convinced that I was right the whole time. That and I get, and don't take this the wrong way. You listening to the show, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not necessarily talking about you, and I use the word you as a pejorative term. It's meant to include the vast majority of individuals that you will encounter in your life. Not necessarily you listening to the show right now. I'm not necessarily saying that you are the problem when I make the statement, but most people in general, I'm convinced that most people only want to use you in this life. They want to use you for what they can get, and then as soon as they're done, they're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm like a mosquito, where as soon as I get the right amount of blood from you, they'll just move on to the next host. It's that simple. And there are some people who want to build with you and say, hey, you got ambition, I got drive, let's go make some money. Now, that's a friend. That's somebody you could team up with. I think it was Machiavelli. I think it was Machiavelli. Machiavelli said that you should hire an enemy instead of a friend. Why? Because an enemy has something to prove, whereas a friend is very easily spoiled and very easily turned envious of you. Huh. How about that? You agree with that? I think it's an interesting statement. After all, I mean, my girlfriend, she had that happen to her recently. Oh, yeah? Oh, did I not mention that the canvasser that I had was actually her former best friend? Oh, I didn't mention that? Yeah. So that happened to her, and I guess to me, because, you know, I was the one financing it. But the interesting part was, it was my girlfriend who got fed up first, and she was just like, you know what, I can't take this anymore, and she was, you know, hey, we gotta get rid of her, and we got rid of her. It was that simple. But what's interesting, my friends, is, you know, you have to be selective about who you let in your sphere, who you let around you, because your peace as a man is currency. When you let too many people around you, whether it be they're calling you, social media, in person, they're taking up your time. They're taking up your sanity. Sanity is a resource. I don't know who, I mean, the Cheshire Cat said that one. He said, you can't help that most people are mad. He said, most everyone's mad here. And he wasn't talking about, what's that place called again? He wasn't talking about Wonderland. He was talking about here. Most people are mad. And the interesting part is, it doesn't get a whole lot better the older you get. In fact, it gets worse. You would think it would get better. You would think that, wouldn't you? But actually, in fact, it gets much worse. And my friends, the interesting part about the whole ordeal is you would be forgiven for thinking that things can get better if you just want them to. But the thing is, you can't control other people. You can't control what they do and what they say. And you have to understand that if you care too much about anybody in your life, that gives them leverage over you. And I understand not everybody's going to betray you or stab you in the back, but I'm a cynical guy. That's why you listen to me. You don't listen to me because I'm here to tell you about how to win friends and influence people. If you did, you're on the wrong show. Of course, that's part of it. You want to win friends and influence people, but you also got to understand that life is not easy. Life is good and is not good. And if it is for you, you know, maybe you're a lucky person. You're the exception, you're not the norm. For most people, me, probably you, listening to the show, life is a grind. Life is horrible and life sucks. Now, does that mean that life's not worth living? No. But, you know, when it comes to certain forms of entertainment, they expand on this concept quite well. Because when you experience this type of professional downturn, so to speak, when people you invest in people and it doesn't work out, whether it's your time, your money, a combination of the two, when you realize that your investment doesn't work out, it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get down on yourself, like you should not have tried at all. I actually disagree with that. I really do. And the reason is because you gave yourself the ability to try. If you are not doing enough, then you're not going to risk failure. Failure is not a death sentence. It is not something you should be fearing. And this is coming from somebody who feared failure above everything back in the day. Now, for those of you who know me in real life, you know this to be true. For those of you who don't know me in real life, you may not know that back in the day, I was hugely scared of failure. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to fail. I didn't want someone to tell me I wasn't good. Like, anybody who's seen Back to the Future, Back to the Future is my favorite movie. Favorite movie series of all time, Back to the Future. Fantastic series. And there's a line in the first movie where Marty McFly, he's trying to play his music, right? He's at the talent show at his high school. It's an 80s movie, in case you didn't know. And the interesting thing is, he goes and he does his act, and they're telling him he has no talent. And he's talking to his girlfriend, Jennifer. And then she proceeds to say, oh, you know, you have talent. You can't just give up. You can't just say, oh, I have no talent, whatever. He's like, man, I sound like my old man. Because in the story, his old man said the same thing about his writing. And because he said the same thing about his writing, he never wrote a book, and then he never became famous. But what happened is, in the story, he fears that failure, and it produces the life that he lives. But then when he goes back to the future and he meets his parents, I won't spoil it for you, if you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. My favorite series. But what's interesting is, once you get over the fear of failure, because you'll have setbacks in your life. I've had setbacks recently. I've gone into a couple details about it in the last couple of minutes we've been talking. But what you need to remember is, there are setbacks on your way to success. And the minute you fear the setbacks, the success is going to be inhibited. Because now you're going to be afraid to make that wager when you can win, as opposed to just not making it because you don't want to lose. Playing it safe is a shortcut to failure, not a shortcut to success. And this was highlighted to me over the last couple of days in the fallout of this person that we hired to help us work, just bailed on us and slammed the door and just quit out of nowhere after we invested a decent amount of money in the whole thing. Now, I'm not going to go into personal attacks. It's not important. In fact, it demeans the discussion. But what I will tell you is, don't be afraid to take chances and to fail. It's really easy to sit back and say, this didn't work out, so I'm just doing nothing. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to strive. I'm not going to do any of those things because I don't want to mess up. I don't want to look bad in front of other people. I don't want to sit back and beat myself up over the mistake. And I don't want you to do that. That is how you truly fail in this life. If you don't, you beat yourself. You tell yourself you can't do it. Just because you have a setback doesn't mean you failed. You didn't learn anything. In my opinion, that's when you really messed up. That's when you really failed. And so, my friends, do not take that route. Because when you take that route, you pigeonhole yourself. You make a huge mistake. And I don't want you to make a mistake like that, because that's hard to come back from. That's time that you're flushing down the drain. I'm looking out the window of my apartment right now, and I see a shingle hanging down. I do a lot of roofing, actually. And so when I see this type of stuff, I can't help but wonder, why would you cut corners like that as a contractor? I don't get it. I don't get why people cut corners only for it to be revealed not long after. I find that so odd. It's one thing when you cut a corner and no one even realizes that you did it. It's another when that gets shown very quickly after the fact, and then you look stupid holding the bag afterwards. Your shortcut actually takes longer when you know you messed up. But, you know, my friends, at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, we got to live our own lives, and we have to make mistakes, both good and beneficial and bad, and should never have happened. And the only way we truly live with ourselves, we're able to look ourselves in the mirror and say we tried, say we did everything we could. That's the only way we can truly live with ourselves. At least that's how I see it. Same thing has been taught to me in the last week of my life, which has felt like forever, to tell you the truth, is never be afraid to advocate for yourself and never be afraid to take chances. Will you lose money, time? Sure, but you'll gain a lesson, something that you will remember and that will help make you stronger as a person. I hope you don't forget that, because that's an important detail that is often left out. And if anybody's in sales, sales is one of the hardest jobs ever, let me tell you. There's a lot of details to it that a lot of people don't understand unless you are actually a part of it. And my friends, I want to leave you with something else. You can't control what happens to you in this life, but what you can, and not just sometimes, but what you can always, always control is your reaction to what happens to you. And I've seen people respond in ways that I've just left flabbergasted as to. How in the world have you gotten this far with that attitude? And there are other people where I say nothing affects them. They do not flinch in the face of faltering or in fear. And that is where you should strive to be, is not to falter in the face of fear and adversity, but to put your head down and to remember who you are. Remember, I've said this on the show multiple times, remember Mufasa's voice from the movie Lion King when he's talking to Simba, and he says in his booming James Earl Jones voice, "Remember who you are." You need to remember who you are and what your goals are whenever you face adversity, because I need to practice what I preach and I do, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be telling you to do it without sounding like a hypocrite. Understand to those that fortune favors the bold. Machiavelli said it, the Romans said it. You have to be willing to be bold, and to be bold, you cannot fear failure. You can't fear messing up. What you should fear more is inaction, not taking a chance, not being willing to lose. That is what you should fear the most. My friends, I'll leave you with that for the night. I look forward to hearing what you have to say and how these, you know, investments in your life may have paid off. Maybe they really backfired. I'd love to hear about it. Take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you as soon as I possibly can. I'm out. Peace.